put my headphones in. Turn on my podcast now. We want the show. We want the show. We watch the show. And there is 1, 2, 3. There is 3, 4, 5. And then there's nothing left but 8, 9, 10. And we go again. And we go again. And we go again. And we go again.
Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, 1, 2.
And now, I was going with you. Go ahead, keep going.
Check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, 1, 2, 3.
Come on, you stop.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Are you on? Wink, 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 wink. Check. I think right, it's working.
I'm going to invite him one more time.
Is
we're
he
gonna
on?
Get him on? We are going to get the guy on. I got so many questions for him.
For John Bull.
You're going to, is this the kid? Hold on one second. She's the one who's interviewing, right? Okay, so you're the one who's interviewing.
Oh, I'm doing the interviewing. Put me on the spot.
Oh, I thought that was... Is this not all okay? I'm not doing it if it's not okay. Is this okay?
It is all okay. All right. It's all okay.
I'm sorry. Well, what? My producer's saying that you're saying it's okay. Are you saying it's okay?
I guess so. Hold on, twist my arm.
Okay.
I think you're twisting
my
arm.
We're doing it. Okay, we're doing it. Listen, this is under duress. Hey, welcome to We Want the Show, and this is T. Martin Howell coming at you, and I have a very, very, very good guest. Mr. Austin.
Hello, John Boy.
Hey. No video?
No video.
No, man. This is a podcast, my friend.
Oh, okay.
We do not have faces for video.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just making sure I didn't fuck it up. That's all.
Never, never, never. How's it going, John Boy? Did you get your Chinese food?
Yeah, I went to get Chinese food. I went to a Cocaine Anonymous meeting. And then I went to the little store and got my chocolate milk that I drink at night. And I came home. Yeah, that was...
We want the show. We want to make sure that you understand this is all parody.
No, that was my life, bro. Yeah.
Chocolate milk. Was it real chocolate milk? Or was it the Nestle's Quick?
Cookie de Oro. Milk? Was it Cookie
de
Oro?
No, it's like the True Move shit. That's what I have
milk
before I go to bed.
Almond milk?
No, no, man. It's like cheap gas station chocolate milk.
I hope you checked the I hope you checked the expiration date on that stuff, though. I really do.
No, you know the guy that works at this one, Mahmoud. He's my boy. He checks.
Wow, dropping the names, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. No, like Mahmoud and me are tight. Like, yeah.
Does he change the expiration date? You
no.
You remember the clerks, maybe, right? because they changed the expiration date on that stuff.
Oh, no, no. Like, I would know. Like,
you open it up and bad? You get this like, curl in your nose.
Yeah. What's bad? Like, get this shit, okay? You know, different cultures, it's like different foods and stuff. Like, I was over in Ukraine like 2 years ago, and they kept telling me about this drink. And I was like, I've never fucking heard of this shit. And like, I went home and I drank this stuff, and it was like drinking cheese. I was like, oh my God, this is fucking nasty fucking rotten milk. Sold me in a store. What the fuck? You know, they actually. What?
Sorry, we're trying to catch our breath.
Yeah, they put flavors in it, so it's like fruity rotten milk. Like, I'm like, what the fuck are you trying to cut? It reminded me of like the people that put on patchouli oil, thinking that we won't smell their body odor.
Can I say something about that? And I don't mean to cut in. This is T. Martin. How coming at you? And I don't mean to cut in, but let me tell you. All right, Skunk Core from He-Man smelled like patchouli, and so I always had like a good sense towards patchouli. It smelled like skunk
core. Patchouli is good, but it's not going to cover up like 8 weeks of body odor. It ain't gonna cut it. Yeah.
The BO is different.
He's good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pixie. What did you say, girl?
That's what all the hippies did, man. They bathed themselves in patchouli, thinking that they're covering up their body odor from not bathing.
Yeah. That's like people who are homeless now. They just put Febreze.
Yeah. Well, that's just what standard people like living in houses do nowadays is spray Febreze to cover up the odor. No, that it doesn't cover up the odor. Hey,
first of all, I do that, so shut up.
The stuff's so bad for your lungs, dude. No, don't do that. It's awful.
Terrible. I know it's terrible, man. That's why you open up the windows when you do it. And you turn in every ceiling fan you had on, and then you point it right at the ceiling fan.
You just might as well bathe yourself in bleach.
Like, bleach would do
it. When I've heard it kills COVID, so yes, I'll do that.
Like, seriously, come on.
Yeah, it's a cleaner, bleach.
There's this thing called cleaning your house and taking a bath that what helps with that. Maybe you can take out trash. And I,
you know,
and I
you know what the sound is? That's all the young kids at the border, man. All the young kids at the border.
I'm closer right to the border than you are.
All right. First of all, we want the show wants to know that we do not condemn or create any abscess to one to know that it's your right to know what happens at the border. Yes, absolutely. I voted for Biden just this once because I still am independent. And I want to tell you right now, I'm not sure that he's doing the right thing, but there's always another year.
I'm not sure with any of the sides. Thank you very much. They both kind of scare me. I'm just being honest. They both kind of scare me. It's the government. I love my country, but yeah, I still fear my government.
Like Biden's campaign slogan should have been like, "Do you believe I can make it 8 more years?" Like he goes off it.
Hey, well, if he doesn't make it a year, at least we have our first woman president.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all,
no. Scares me. It scares me.
I did not mean to laugh like that. It was just, it was the way she said it. It was funny.
It was. No, and I don't mean anything bad about Biden whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna save my little booty. And hold on, I said little. It's not really little anymore, but I'm gonna save my booty.
That's gonna be a t-shirt.
Just yes. It's got cushion, and I'm gonna bounce off of that cushion and say, I did not mean that in any negative way.
Pixie didn't mean anything that she said, because it would be ridiculous that anyone would take anything she said seriously.
Yes, please don't take me seriously. Because I am a very sarcastic.
No, that sounds like that politician that's trying to get out.
No, it's okay. Don't even worry about it.
Yes, John. Yes, John Boy. Yes. I'm so sorry if I call you John Boy, but that's how I remember you. So that's what I
call you. I've been so worse. So.
I know the John Boy.
But like
me, you know, too, brother. Me too.
You reminded me. There's this politician. She was like, she's being sued now because she told all these people the election was a fraud. Everything.
Just, a couple minutes. We'll be right back. All right, John, just shut up.
Oh.
I love you. Real quick.
Hold on, John. Shoes.
We have to. We. Have, one. Hey, welcome back to We Want the Show. This is T Martin. Now coming at you with John Boy. Can I call him John Boy? I'm also here with my very, very good co-host, Pixie.
Word. Hey, hey.
All right, so where do we leave off? We let off something about how to figure out how to make a vid file into an MP3.
Good recovery.
So,
do you know how to do that?
Do what?
Do you know how to make a vid file? And we want the show actually wants to know if you know how to do this. A vid file into an MP3.
I'm sure I could. Yeah. I've converted other shit to MP3s.
So would you be willing to go on record right now saying that you would be the We Want the Show convert?
Like, I feel like you're trying to strong arm me into recording. Like saying I will do this work. You said you were going to do this work. There was no terms of agreement. You just said you'd do it. It feels like a trap, Eddie.
All right.
No.
All right. Here we go.
I might do it.
Are you ready?
I'm
going to do it. What I want you to say is ask in any language you know. All right. I'm going to say something. Then my co-host, Pixie's going to say something. And then you're going to say the last word. And the last word's going to be ass, okay?
In any
language.
Make
say
sure you know that the last word you have to say is ass. You can say it in any language you want.
Okay.
All right. All right. But put it in the Budweiser frog term.
Okay.
All right. Do you know what? Remember that? Budweiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, all right. We're going to do this again. We're going to do it on We Want the Show. This is We Want the Show's little frogs.
Little.
There were three of them. They're dead now. Let's go ahead and put this out, all right? All right, so we're going to do a pause, 1, 2, 3, and then I'm going to say ja, and then Pixie's going to say
arse.
No.
Oh, I'm going to say cr. Let's see. Oh, cr.
Yeah, no. Cr.
Joke.
Remember, like you're clearing your throat.
Yes. Like the feminine throat. Okay. All right. I got this. I got this.
You're like, cuh. And John's going to say ass in any
language.
Thank you so much, man. This is why, ladies and gentlemen,
welcome.
I have an amazing person and as Pixie on my show. Wow. Let's go. All right. I'm going to say pause. One, two. Pause. One, two, three. Jot.
Ah.
Jopa.
You have hoppers.
One more time.
You have hoppers approval.
You say cuh. Yeah, exactly.
I gotta get Hopper to quiet down. Hold on.
Oh my god. Right.
Go.
That's Hopper.
Yes, that is Hopper, my dog.
Is Hopper a child?
That's a dog.
He is my husky.
Okay, good, because I didn't want to insult your kid and be like, is that a dog? But, okay. I'm sure.
Even if it was my kid, there would be no insult. Hold on. Let me get him quiet. I'm so sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry about, man. The dog just needs to roam.
He has a lot to say, let me tell you.
All right. Well, can you
say that?
Let's go. Well, he was calling you one earlier. But it would be awesome if you could say yes. Because we can do Jeff and John, would you mind being the sound?
The what? Cuh.
Like you just cuffed.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
And then we'll have the husky go.
Arsh!
Well, Pixie, you wanted this. I've been told by the producers here that you've wanted this now, that you wanted this. You wanted it to say arse the entire time.
I do want to say arse.
Did you train your
dog? I want to say arse.
Because it sounded like you said it. John, would you, I mean, I could be crazy, which I know I am, but did that sound like, oh,
it kind of did, like the dog.
And, now he's shy. Now he's not. Oh, a Hopper.
Are you talking about me or the dog?
Oh, John.
Jeff.
No, you can't say ock. You gotta say cuh. Cuh. Like you're cuffing.
No. I'm just gonna make the regular CK sound and you can do as best with it you can.
It's CKU. It's CKU. I want to see CKU.
Cuh.
Like it's yeah.
All right. I got you. I got it this time. Come on. I got you.
All right. Yep. All right. You ready? We're all going to do it. John, you can do ass in any language you want. Still the same thing. All right. All right. We pause. One, two, three. Jack. Somebody friggin' snorted.
We will not talk. Snort.
Was that me? Was
we
that
will
me?
Not talk,
was that me?
No.
Oh, man, I love you guys. I love you guys so much. We Want the Show loves you guys so much. This is so much fun. All right, because this is actually going to be, we're going to, this is awesome. All right. Jeff. All right, so. Shush. All right, ready? Are you ready?
Here, come on. Okay, I'm ready. I got this.
Do you know why? You know what the bees never talk about?
John Boy's got to stop breathing so hard.
I'm breathing. Probably sound like an old man on oxygen, just like. I'm vaping, but I was actually about to take a break.
It sounds like an oxygen tank. It's like, all right,
Luke.
Let's not even talk about that noise.
Sorry,
let's
go ahead.
All right, so we're gonna do Jeff. Remember. All right, Pixie, you ready? Cut with the CKU, right? John, you say ass in any language you want.
Uh-huh. All right.
We're going to do boom, boom, boom. All right, ready? Boom, boom, boom. Well, I'm going to do a pause. One, two, three.
Ah. Yeah.
Cool. You say act again, y'all. And I will come down on you with the zone.
Yeah,
what? I'm sorry, that was my producer came in. I'm trying to get him out. Can we at least get an exercise? All right, so it's Jack.
Cut.
No.
Cut.
CKU. And then John gets to do, because he's done it. Actually, he only did it twice, but we've done it four times. All right, so
Jack,
let's go ahead. Oh. It's Jack. Jack.
Okay.
Papa.
John, 2-6. Like Jack.
No, John. You say, your ass.
Right, no. Jack.
You say your ass in a different way.
Jack.
After I say
okay.
Yeah, you say cut.
Yeah.
Like, cut. After I say cut, you say ass in a different language.
This is a parody on actual, like, how people talk. Like, Jack, yes. Like, Jack, yes. I've heard this a couple times now recently, so I loved it. So I went, ass. Jackass. But when you say it, no one's going to hear it unless they're listening. All right, ready? Pause. One, two, three. Ja.
Cut.
Dula.
Ja.
Jofa.
Ja.
Mijo.
You were doing so good.
That was so awesome.
I wanted you to do it 5 times.
That was so perfect. We finally got it.
And I fucked it up.
No,
you had fun. You had fun. No, he didn't mess it up, man. First time you've ever been with, yeah, it's the first time he's ever been with We Want the Show. So he doesn't know.
Yeah, it was fun. It was actually, I thought it was funnier that way.
So, you do have to tell us what language you spoke your arse in.
I said it in Spanish, Russian, and Ukrainian. I had to look up.
Well,
the Ukrainian.
I love it. This is learning 101.
Yeah, Ukraine is one of the shows. It's Ukraine, yes. And we also have the Czech Republic.
Oh.
Yeah, like in.
And Romania.
In Russia, and France, if you say
ass. And Italy. Is Joma, and Australia. And,
yeah. And in Ukrainian, it's
Dupa.
Dupa. Yeah. Yeah. Jopa, Dupa. It's not very different, but
we want the show.
It's just different enough. They know what
you are. The whole world. This is definitely American podcasting, but we love you all as a whole group.
And now we need to learn Jack in a different language, if it's possible to say jackass in a different language.
Well, I can't because one of my co-hosts is named Jack Glass. So,
see, jackass in Ukrainian is bovan.
Bulvan, no, it's bulvan.
And in Russian, yeah, you're probably right, actually.
You gotta
accentuate. And in Russian. Yeah, Russian is bolvan. In Ukraine, it's bolvan.
It rolls kind of like Spanish. A lot of Russian rolls like Spanish. Like volvan. It's like how you pronounce the tongue is different.
Yeah, they kind of do roll.
I can never do the tongue roll thing, and I'm never going to try it.
I took Spanish in high school.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want the show. Pixie will never try the tongue thing.
I could never do it until I started learning Russian at home, and now I do it with Spanish without trying, and it's weird. Yeah. Because, as we know, there's like thousands of fucking Russians moving here every day. Thousands of.
What the fuck was that?
I'm like, do you know how many Spanish-speaking people I'm surrounded by? And I'm like, when I started learning it, I was the only white boy in the whole neighborhood. And I'm like, oh, fuck that. I'm learning something else. They're like, they probably thought I was a dick. I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to y'all.
You moved into a Russian neighborhood? Is that what you said?
No, Latin. Oh, total, like the barrio.
No, like
yeah. Latin. Yeah.
Like everyone wants to say Mexico, right? But that's actually not the truth. There's a lot of Honduras. And
nobody wants to stay in Mexico. That's why everybody comes here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we still want nothing to do with that at all.
Well, I'm just saying. I like Mexico. I want to go to the Chipas. Do you know where that is?
Is it a double S or an S?
Yeah. I think it's double P. One S.
Yeah.
The Chiapas region. Yeah. They are independent from the Mexican government. Have been since 1994.
Man, let's talk
and
about
the UN, US.
What were you doing in 1994?
What were you doing in 1994?
Playing music with Eddie.
Who's Eddie?
I was hitchhiking across the country.
I've heard about this. No, wait. No, I just realized. That's my assistant's
name. Me, T. Martin Howe.
I'm dumb. This is T. Martin Howe, and I'm dumb. That's my assistant's name. But when he signed his 4011s, he said his name was Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
From down the hall. I met him when he was Rodrigo from down the hall.
In 1994, I was hitchhiking across the country.
Nice.
And I ended,
How old were you in 1994?
In Kentucky. In 1994. I was 19.
Wow.
In 1994.
Oh, wow. Yes. In 1994? Wow. I got to think. I was
16
in 1994. Yeah. Yeah, and Martin Howell was probably 15.
I was around there. I knew Eddie, but I'm sorry, Rodrigo, but yeah. I was around there, yeah.
We were babies. We were all babies in 1994. All trying to figure out our groove in life. Yes.
Rodrigo keeps telling me about the stories about him and. All right, so I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay, yeah. Can I ask him about it? I'm not allowed to ask you about it. Never mind. It was for John. It was about Kings Island. Can I say Kings Island? If he says it, can I say it? All right. He says if you say it, I can say.
Who's John?
our friend from high school, dude.
John Boy.
Oh yeah, I remember him. Oh shit. I remember him. They went on that crazy trip to Kings Island. That was fucked up.
What can I ask him that? I'm trying to see if I can ask you that. My assistant is playing with the he's trying to turn people down. Stop. All right, you ready? Okay. All right. So from Rodrigo from down the hall, he wants to know how you felt about Kings Island, right? All right. Kings Island, the tornado twister. It's a T now. It's a T word. It was the Kings Island. It was crazy. You know anything?
Okay.
He could be a complete liar.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Starts with a T. I feel like, you know, I need to buy a vowel or something. But
it was the Twitter roller coaster. No, it was the T name. What
did it?
No, hold on. Hey, T. Martin Howe wants to know what the T name roller coaster was in Kings Island back in 1994.
You lost me. I remember a lot of roller coasters. I found out, like, I haven't been to Kings Island since, like, 2007. But, like, I found out they took down, like, the Vortex and the Son of Beast. I was like, what? I thought you meant it started with T.
Yeah.
What are you?
Remember, this is T-Martin.
In any random order. How was I supposed to guess? Okay. Anyway, what did I think about that roller coaster? It was fun. It was really fun. Yeah. And like, sure, maybe it killed a few kids, but I mean, that's Darwin. That's natural selection.
Those kids did not listen to keep your hands and feet in the cart at all times. They did not listen to that, and that's their bad.
Wow.
I know.
That is
harsh.
How you got
I'm
rid
harsh.
Of the weak ones.
I'm from the South, man. I'm harsh like that.
Yeah. But yeah. No, We Won the Show does not condone that at all. Just FYI.
Your hand
murder.
We're
park needs blood. It runs on blood, okay?
Like, man, awesome. This is T. Martin coming at you. And man, we're going to have a part two on this very, very soon. Thank you guys for listening to the new We Want the Show. You can follow us on at We Want the Show 1 on podcast and at the We Want the Show original. Even though I think it's shut down, but just go ahead and do it anyways. And then we got Facebook, and then we have We Want the Show on Facebook, and we got We Want the Show on wewantheshow.com. We're doing it. We're already ready. And man, you guys have been absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you have ever done for the show, and all everyone who listens is also in the same boat. Probably not, but
if you are, we have an extra paddle.
Does that mean it's over?
Like, we got an extra paddle.
We're still going.
Swim your way to shore. Come on. We're rooting for you.